Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. It is our first Independent We Stand episode, Stone.
Hey, this is going to be a lot of fun, man. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Howard Brothers Hardware and Outdoor Power, Director of Marketing, Mr. Andy Darnell. How are you, man?
I'm great. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Now, Howard Brothers, what are you guys doing for folks?
We are a True Value hardware store. That's how the business started. And right now, our main push is commercial landscaping equipment. So mowers, blowers, trimmers, that kind of stuff.
But you're open to the public?
Yeah, we've got 5 locations in and around the Atlanta area. And we're we just love doing business with it.
And then, but you're a local hardware store that also serves people who have businesses get their equipment there as well.
Yeah. Most of what we do right now is business to business. Landscapers are our biggest customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we still do a lot in maintenance and that kind of world, but consumers, homeowners, we're trying to get more business from them.
Uh-huh. But right now, it's mostly the people who have businesses that use your equipment.
That's right. Yeah, we sell to, in Atlanta, the top 25 commercial landscapers, we sell to 20 of them. They're our customers. So, I mean, if you look at the Atlanta Business Chronicle, that's our customer base, everybody, the pros.
Now, how's the market for landscapers here in Atlanta
is a huge market. The landscaping industry kind of got birthed here back in the late 80s, early 90s, when you had corporations like Coke and UPS who were really starting the landscaping industry. You know, they had CEOs and executives who would have guys who would come and do their lawn and do their yard work for them.
That's unusual. That wasn't the case all over the country.
Well, I mean, it really here because our climate is so good, you know, and people have yards to maintain.
Right.
So, you had all these executives who they would hire people just to come and cut their grass. And,
right.
You know, and so it wasn't just guys with a mower and a truck who would come to it. It really started out as, that's when the industry started, and Howard Brothers has been with that industry since the beginning.
So I got to tell you, I was a little surprised that a hardware store would have a director of marketing. We're accustomed to seeing that in a professional services firm, things like that. Speak to that a little bit. What compelled them to do that, and what is your kind of day-to-day role in that capacity?
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little bit about me. So I started with Howard Brothers back in high school, so that would have been 93, 94. I was actually just a stock boy, somebody who put up bolts and nuts on the shelves and cleaned the aisles and made the popcorn, all that kind of stuff. So I helped customers. And after college, I worked for an ad agency for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Sometime in that 5 years, we had conversations with the Howards, and I got to a point where I hated traveling. I was traveling all over the country working on hospital websites of all things. And I like small businesses. I like locally owned businesses.
Yeah.
And so I got to a point where I wanted to stay home. I wanted to stay with my family. So the Howards, you know, approached me and what would you think about coming and working for us, doing the same kind of thing? They are really good people. That's most small businesses that have strong ownership who just love on their employees and are just great people. And the Howards are definitely that. And so I was able to come back, use some of the tools that I got in the ad agency world. And Howards is growing, and we're able to do more online and more strategic marketing decisions. And that's what we're doing.
And lesson number one that you picked up very early is have fresh popcorn on site.
That's right.
And that is not to be dismissed.
Caramel popcorn on Fridays. Yes.
So, I mean, excuse me. When you're working with a landscaper, how does that relationship even begin?
Oh gosh. So we have to, first and foremost, we have to be the service-oriented company. In the landscaping world, especially in the retail landscaping world, you know, it's all about sales, parts, and service. So we have the best products. I mean, you can there are dozens of brands of mowers, but landscapers like what they like. And in the Atlanta area, Exmark is a brand that people just love. And that's, that is, they're the largest, they're the number one commercial landscaping mower in the country. Howard Brothers is by far one of the largest dealers of Exmark. So we sell a piece of equipment that they want, but then we have to, supply parts. We got the largest parts of any, retail place in Atlanta area. So we've got
service as well.
Yeah. And then our service department, yeah, our mechanics and technicians. It's not like mowers used to be, you know, you have to plug a computer in just like a car now. Wow. to really get the thing back to its optimal, maintenance level. So,
and then, so when they come to you, are they just, are they in a buying mode or are they in a shopping mode?
So one of the things that really has differentiated Howard Brothers over the years and some of the best practices in the commercial landscaping industry, I'll say, started with Doug Howard. That's one of the owners, one of the brothers. I mean, he was just in it at the beginning and knew that these guys can't be down. They can't have a day down.
Right.
They can't have mowers and equipment that's broken. So he helped develop strategies that are used cross country right now. There's we have a program called Zero Downtime. If you and you buy it, it's an insurance policy. But if you purchase this, and if your mower is down and we can't get it back to you within 24 hours, we're loaning you one. And that's something that is replicated across the country by dealers just like us.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times these you guys are kind of leading in this area.
Yeah, and I'll say from the marketing standpoint, because the Howards are kind of forward thinking and they don't just stay in the same place. We evolve really. Our organization really does a good job of evolving and changing. I mean, and like you said, Stone, not a lot of businesses have a marketing director like me who is thinking right. about this kind of stuff all the time. And so we're just constantly looking for ways to become closer to our customers so we can get the feedback from them quicker. And we can, we're pretty lean so we can adapt and move towards them quicker.
So you've been involved in crafting marketing strategies and executing marketing strategies in other arenas, like I think you mentioned hospitals or healthcare. Are there some things that you were able to bring from those areas to this world and kind of meld them and mold them and make them work in this arena?
Yeah, from a retail standpoint, one of the things we did at the ad agency that I worked at before Howard's was video marketing. I mean, a lot more video content. So getting doctors, I mean, think about doctors who think they're marketing directors themselves. MD, they think that stands for marketing director, but it's actually a doctor, right? But I mean, if you can get them in front of a microphone, get them in front of a camera and show what this person is, show his passion, show him what it's like, not just on the operating table or in the office, you know, see what he's like. Patients feel more comfortable and are more willing to go and talk to this guy and seek him out. Same thing. I mean, from a retail standpoint, we have passions. We're passionate about steel power equipment. We're passionate about, you know, Benjamin Moore paint. And these are products that if we can be as passionate online and so people are already searching for these best products, they're looking for the premium brands that we sell. If we can show up online, and a lot of small businesses don't, and that's what we do at Howard Brothers. We optimize for what we know people are searching for, and then it's just a matter of showing who we are. We're a locally owned business that supports the community, does this, has real people who work here. They're the same people who you could have come in 5 years ago and met. You know, Eric, if you come to Duluth and get a mower from him, 2 years from now, you're probably going to come back and get a blower from him. It's the same guy. And once you get to know Eric, you can't not come back.
Now, how in today's climate where there's so many big boxes out there, and it seems that some of the small guys, the independent guys, the locally owned guys, are just feeling like it's hopeless or overwhelmed, like that this competition, they have more money. How do you stay ahead? How do you compete with these kind of big boxes?
That's a great question. And I mean, we are obviously in Atlanta. We're in the backyard of Home Depot. You know, the second Home Depot opened up 2 miles from our first store in Dorval. And, you know, it doesn't exist anymore. That Home Depot is gone. They've moved on to a new location, but our store is still there. So how do we do it? It comes down to passion and it comes down to service. I mean, we truly get to know people when they come in. They come in, our cashiers are the first people who greet them, and they learn about families. They learn about their businesses. We're able to just to talk to them on a relational level. It's not about transactions. It's about relationships at Howard's. Mm-hmm. And most locally owned businesses, from coffee shops to paint stores to, you know, clothing places. If you really want to keep a customer, you've got to get into their lives. It's not just about transactions; it's about relationship.
So you have to elevate the relationship into a level of intimacy that these big boxes just can't possibly do, because they're just churning through employees. They don't have kind of the longer standing employees that get to know them, because that's the only way to do it. They have to be around for a period of time, right?
That's absolutely right. And most of the big boxes, they will ramp up, you know, in the times like leading up into Christmas, they're adding staff, temp staff for just, and you don't know, we kind of joke about it. You don't know when the guy at one of the big boxes got his apron. You know, you don't know if he is just there for that one, you know, for that one season. But if you've got a big dollar decision about a mower, I mean, are you going to go in there and trust that this guy really knows what he's talking about?
Right, because last week he could have been at a different big box in a different industry.
That's right. He could have been selling like electronics somewhere or working at a cell phone place at the mall. But I mean, with Howard Brothers, we've got guys who are they've been around a long time. Oftentimes, just we know each other outside of work. You know, it's just a family. We are a family at Howard Brothers.
So I can tell you, there's a breakfast place not very far down my street. Lee's heard this story before, but it's the kind of place I can't replicate the experience that I get there, and it's not an experience I'm willing to do without for very many Tuesdays in a row. And so that's something we should all strive to provide, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's go to the other side. If you're a consumer and you're looking for ways to better your community and better your life, you should support local businesses. You should buy local. You know, the hashtag buy local isn't just cliche. It really improves the community that you're living in. If you want to increase your home value, you should support local businesses, because those local businesses in that community put more money back into the community in forms of taxes, but also in forms of donor and just, you know, helping out other, you know, schools and all that kind of stuff, but also in employees. I mean, we right. have these employees. I mean, and these people have been. If you look at Howard Brothers over the years and you look at the kids who have grown up and what they're doing now, it couldn't be done without someone like the Howards, you know, investing in their parents and just the long-term relationship. It's not just about transaction from an employer level. It's about relationship. It's about intimacy.
Now, how has the online world impacted your business?
How? That's a great question. And it's something that we are constantly asking. I've got here on my journal one of the things we need to talk about at a leadership retreat that we're about to do. Online is something that you can't ignore right now. There is the online, I want to be found online, not only for people who are outside of our area, obviously for people who are inside our area. We have people who are looking for these premium brands. They don't necessarily think of us because we don't have the marketing budgets that some of the big boxes have. So we've got to be found online. And if
your name's not associated with a bowl or
right.
a college
yeah.
team, right?
Yeah. And so we've got to do smart, strategic things
to stay in the forefront.
Right. And we're doing more. Sometimes we fail on that. There's so many ways that you can start jumping into online advertising. And the biggest thing you can do is just be consistent and create content that shows who you are, shows what your passions are, shows what you sell, shows why you sell it. I mean,
well, here again, I never anticipated content marketing being important to a hardware store. It makes all the sense in the world to me. And, you know, when you think about a professional services firm, but you are leaning on content marketing.
Absolutely. Content marketing is a big thing for me. And using our website as the hub of everything we do from an advertising standpoint, I want to drive people from our social media to, we do some radio advertising. We do a lot of things. I drive to the website, which ultimately will drive people to walk in or call. And it's got to be, you've got to be consistent about it.
Now, when you're talking to your consumer, primarily, you mentioned earlier, were landscape professional landscapers, and that could be you mentioned your 20 of the top 25, but there's also a couple guys and the truck, right? Like there's your customers as well.
Yeah. So Lee, going back to what we talked about, the birth of the industry, there are so many landscapers in Atlanta and North Georgia. Okay.
Right.
So, and some of them are just a guy in a truck on a weekend, but I mean, we would consider them landscapers.
That's still a prospect,
that's right? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So we have the large businesses that obviously are Wall Street traded and they're national companies that do a lot of business with us. We've got a lot of large, locally owned landscaping companies.
And then, like, how many mowers would they buy?
They're generally fleet customers. So they're buying on a
right. What's a mower fleet? How many mowers is in a fleet? Is it like 50, 100?
It could be 5 to 10 in some ways. But yes, and those are large dollar investments for some of these guys.
Right.
But generally what we see is guys who are working Sunday through Friday for a large company, and then he wants to add more income. So he's buying his own mower and working Saturday, Sunday.
And he already likes the one he's got.
That's right.
Yeah, so he wants the same thing.
He's comfortable with it. He's familiar with it. He knows how to do some basic maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the brands we sell are the best brands that you can get. They're most reliable. And they also bring an air of professionalism too. If you show up on a job site and you've got a pro's version of the mower, that you look
then
a little
you
better.
You must be a pro.
That's right.
Isn't Steel? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
STIHL. That's one of these premium brands,
yeah,
right?
Steel is the largest. What do they say? The number one brand of two cycle equipment in the United States, and yeah, it's phenomenal stuff that they make. It's very. Very well researched and developed. And what they do for local businesses, they don't sell in big boxes. I mean, that's a huge strategic.
So right there, I want to pay attention to what these guys are up to, because that's aligned philosophically with the way you guys are.
Yeah.
Right?
And they don't sell online either. So that's the second thing. So, they make a great product, but they also make really strong decisions that benefit local businesses,
mm-hmm.
and their distributors and their businesses are just are tight. It's a tight community who's trying to do the best for the consumer.
And that helps you do your job.
That's right. So we stand behind everything we sell. So
it's easy to stand behind it when the people you're buying it from stand behind it too.
That's right. And they're standing behind us. We're locked arms in this, and it's a good partnership. We sell some other brands that aren't that way, but are good brands, but it's always easier to we can always puff our chest out a little bit when we know we're helping of movement like Independent We Stand. I mean, it's what we are, and we can just feel better about what we're doing.
So now when you're, if somebody's out there in independent business, do you have any tips you would give them on how to kind of immerse yourself in the community and how to really serve the customer so you don't have to be kind of afraid to take on these larger competitors?
It is hard to have a small business and be so close to the customer and still have time to do marketing and some of these other strategies. I mean,
right.
it's tough. It's tough to have a Facebook page and a Google Plus page where you're constant and deal with the Yelp listings. I mean, and all the online directories. I mean, I loathe online directories. Okay. We've got 5 stores and each one of them has a profile and it's having to maintain all that. It's hard. You can't do it, but, you just got to find the things that you've got to be consistent. So that's why I tell a lot of, I have my own web marketing company that I do some stuff for. And I tell all these, I was on a phone call with a chiropractic company in White House, Tennessee, just a few minutes ago, and talking about what we need to do for their website. And we just got to be consistent. You got to continue blogging about, why customers come to you, why you're doing this and that. And that's going to drown out all the other, the negative Yelp listing and some of the other stuff. And it's just going to improve your online reputation totally. So yes, what you were saying, Stone, about content marketing, I'm a big believer in it.
And consistently apparently is a very important component of this, but something else I just picked up, you're just like that Friday through Sunday person. Absolutely. With the one firm, yeah, and then does the other work on the Saturday. You are clearly very committed to Howard Brothers, yeah, and but you really identify with all these folks because now you are also, yeah, doing some of your own marketing work, yeah, to help some of these other entities. I have a plea for Steel. As you can imagine, Lee, and I know you would feel the same way, I'm very attracted to this whole philosophy. It's the reason we wanted to organize this episode. But I want Steel to seriously consider making microphones. And I promised to go to Howard Brothers and buy them. But I got to tell you, we were at the Marietta's farmer's market thing the other day, my wife and I. And I can tell you, obviously, municipalities feel very good about the Steel brand because they must have had like a dozen guys with Steel blowers.
Yeah.
So anyways, do what you can. See if you can get them to make microphones, will you?
I was looking at a stat this week, and we're constantly trying to analyze what was this year like, you know, trying to better ourselves for next year. Again, something a lot of small businesses aren't able to do, but because I'm constantly thinking about this stuff, I'm thinking about it. But Steel has there was a stat, I don't know if I can say this, I'm going to say it anyway, something like 62% of purchases made with Steel this year were first-time Steel buyers. I mean,
really?
It's a huge, and we are the largest Steel dealer in the world.
You guys are?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, wow.
And we've got the 5 locations, but our Duluth store, we sell something like, I don't even know the numbers. It's something like 60 a day that we sell Steel units in our company, company-wide. Wow. And that's all assembled and gassed and ready to go. And we're talking to each customer, hey, make sure this is how you maintain it. But that's a phenomenal number. When you've got a business that is doing, they are so against the flow of what's going on in the world with so many brands are selling online and competing against the locally owned business themselves. There are so many brands that are giving up their product to get into a big box, but Steel has somehow figured out to make a premium product, sell it through a group of independent businesses that know what that product is, know how to maintain it, know how to get it back to its optimal running, who are able to talk about it. And it's not just 2 or 3 Steel products. I mean, the catalog's got hundreds of products in it, and each one of them probably sell better than the other.
And it's one of those situations where when you have a relationship like you have with your customers and you sell a product that's so rock solid, mm-hmm, people happily pay a premium price for it because now they don't have to worry about it.
Oh yeah. but that comes back into in 2016 in America, the consumers are so smart and are researching everything. And if you've got a product that you can stand behind and you know it's the best, then you can sell it at that premium price. But there's a lot of education because we've got some consumers who,
plenty of people that want to pay the lowest price.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just hard for independent businesses to build a business on that person because this is where the big boxes have an advantage.
Yeah.
They have the purchasing power where they can get the lowest price from the vendors that the independent guy just has a hard time doing. So the independent person has to kind of differentiate themselves in terms of service and quality.
That's right. Yeah, we have to. That's got to be your superpower. Yep, that's it. If we can be consistent of who we are on a day-to-day basis and we've got integrity and we've got values and people know that, then absolutely. If they know that Eric at my Duluth store is there on a constant, they know who he is and they know and that he's going to stand behind them. And when it comes to that business-to-business approach, they know that we're for them. We want them to be successful.
You're watching their back.
That's right.
So they can do their job and serve their customer.
Well, and that's mindset and value system because it really resonated with me when you talked about downtime. I have a friend who's a fireman, 24 on, 48 off, got into the landscaping business, made really good money for a little while. What killed him and what got him out was, you know, when equipment goes down. So your value system is just, and your mindset is to, and Lee, you're really good about this, trying to view things through the lens of the customer. What do they really need and want? And just that, and that's how you come up with specific disciplines like, we're not going to put these guys in a position where they have too much downtime.
That's right.
But that's all driven from value system and mindset.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it we have to focus on what we need to know what they need before they know that they need it.
Well, we're doing this episode to kind of talk about the Independent We Stand organization, and they kind of help the independent, locally owned businesses kind of out there battling and watch their back a little bit. And right now, it's time for the Indy Awards, and that is the Independent Small Business of the Year Award. I know that Howard Brothers won this award in the past.
It was 2011. We won the first Indy Award, yes.
So how was that? Somebody nominated you?
Yeah, we were nominated locally, and then it was there was a semifinalist kind of thing, and then nationally voted. And the hardware community is a tight community, right? So when you got the hardware store that's on there versus the paint store versus the coffee shop, right. I guess we know that we won, but it's not. To us, we're just operating like we normally do. And Independent We Stand does such a great job with providing content that independent businesses can use, strategies that you can use online. They are trying to promote those local businesses. So they go out and they do things in communities and civic groups and other stuff, business, you know, chambers. And they're a great organization to work with. They know what they're doing.
So now it's that time of year. So if you know of a business that is an independent small business, it's time to nominate them for an Indy Award. And you can go to the website, independentwestand.org, /indies, INDIES, or just go to independentwestand.org. And I'm sure you can find a link there to nominate a business in your community in order to help them, you know, win some cash and get some recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, I think Independent We Stand will help them with a website. You get to go tour Steel, which is a great place in Virginia Beach where you can go and tour the manufacturing facility and and talk to some of those guys. And it's a good vacation and you know, just to get away from work.
Sure.
But I mean, it's a great way to have something to kind of pat yourself on the back with if you were involved in it.
Now, for Howard Brothers, is there a website? You know, what's your coordinates for social media and the website?
Howardbrothers.com is our main website. We have a lot of other entities, but that from there you can find out our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and all that other stuff that I have to manage.
That you got
to
deal with, right?
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Okay, thank you, Lee. Thanks, Stone.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.